I do hereby swear by Almighty God that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of South Sudan and serve the people of the Republic of South Sudan.
It was all ululations, jubilations, and a sustained applause as hundreds of lawmakers took the oath of office at Juba's Freedom Hall on Monday. Chief Justice John Rich Madut swore in the new MPs. Family members, community representatives associated with the lawmakers, as well as friends and other party members, gathered inside the hall to witness the swearing-in. The event featured various groups participating in traditional dances using local instruments. Daniel Awet Akot, a senior member in the SPLM party, presided over the swearing-in ceremony.
I appeal to you, every one of you, the honorable members of this house, that promotion of peace, and I repeat peace, is the unity of all our efforts in all around South Sudan. If we maintain good peace, the unity will be magnified, and the suffering of our people will be diverted. It is only through unity of purpose and love of one another that will progress our country and secure the future for the young generation that have been saved after a long wars.
30 lawmakers from the other political parties, or OPP, have not yet been sworn in. According to Albino Akol, a spokesperson of the OPP, the list of OPP members announced earlier on by President Kiir was revoked following an internal conflict in the party. Top religious leaders from various denominations, including the Muslim community, attended the event. Anglican Archbishop Justin Badi Arama told the lawmakers to focus on ensuring that services are delivered to citizens across the country.
Know that South Sudanese are watching you, are waiting and eagerly expecting you to bear fruits, good fruits, in the forms of good laws that promote justice, peace, and reconciliation in the communities. Laws that encourage service delivery to improve the life of the citizens who have suffered a lot in this country.
Many South Sudanese say the swearing-in was long overdue. According to the Cedal for Implementing the Revitalized Peace Agreement, the South Sudan Transitional Parliament should have been reconstituted 8 months after the parties reconstituted the executive branch. Yesterday's event marked the confirmation of the speakers of both upper and lower chambers of South Sudan's parliament, the Council of States, and the National Legislative Assembly per the 2018 peace agreement. Jema Nunu Kumba of the SPLM party was confirmed by the lawmakers as Speaker of the National Legislative Assembly, along with her deputy Nathaniel Oyet, who is a member of the SPLM-IO party. Speaking at the event, Kumba called on all lawmakers to move forward on implementing the peace deal, which is far behind schedule.
We ought to remain reminded that we are partners to the peace agreement. Therefore, our guiding principles must include the spirit of cooperation, not competition, mutual understanding and not suspicion, compassion, not hate and jealousy, and peaceful approaches to issues, not conflict over issues.
One of the big remaining challenges for Parliament is where the lawmakers will conduct business. The current parliament building has been undergoing renovations for more than a year and is nowhere near completion. Again, Speaker Kumba.
Renovation work on the present parliament building has stalled for a long time. We, in liaison with the relevant authorities, will try to expedite the work so that a decent environment for the activities of parliamentarians is made available. For the time being, however, we appeal to the honorable members to be patient as we struggle to rectify this situation.
This reconstituted parliament, under the requirements of the revitalized peace deal, is the largest parliament South Sudan has had since independence. The number of lawmakers in the National Legislative Assembly rose from 400 to 550. It also increased the number of lawmakers in the Council of States from 50 to 100, making it impossible to seat all of the new lawmakers in the old parliament building. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.